real treat anytime somebody thinks it's my turn to share, and I think they're run out of people, but it's my mock humility. There might be genuine humility, faux humility, and mix them up. Oh, tomorrow's speaker's here too, and I was here yesterday for step one, so I'm like, now I'm smiling. I never felt less spiritual than the last week when the teacher gave me this assignment, and I was like, I could do step two. I could break it down. I'll give them the six blocks. And a day or two later, I tried six blocks to connecting with the power that I identify in the big book. Those six blocks. It says it, roadblocks right there. And I timed myself, and I'm like, I only got halfway through it in a half an hour, so that's not going to work. When am I stopping, Sonny? You can just give me fingers, numbers, 920, 930, whatever number you like. Because I have a, you know what you don't hear anymore is synchronize your devices. 925 at a 5 minute.
No,
1225.
I'll give you 5 minutes, and that will be at 12:30.
Right.
12:30.
30. Thank you. All right, I got that now. Great. I'm 66 years old. I arrived in LA. I arrived in AA, 32 years old. That was December of 1989, after calling an old friend and saying, get me to a meeting through very tightly gritted teeth that night. And she got me to a meeting, a physical meeting in West LA. I was in Venice at the time, living in Venice, in a nice place. I'm a high bottom. You know, I'm not, no judgment. I just came in with stuff. Some people, what is it, were able to recognize their alcoholism. I mean, I did. It was too late, but I caught it because I felt like I was going out of my mind, and I was having a nervous breakdown. And I think one of the most important things I need to tell you, because it says any description of the alcoholic which leaves out the physical is incomplete. So I'm going to give you. The physical was I couldn't stop putting booze in me and a few other things too, which, you know, party favors. And I found out from that first meeting till Christmas Eve when I got sober that I wanted to stop and I could not. And I feel that's probably the most important thing I needed to experience coming in was I had lost the ability to stop. I wanted to stop with everything I had, and I'd crossed that line. So as I go through the book, often with friends and people who want to, what's the word here? Find what we have found here. I remember each time how important that is. And there's a few folks, it's like, maybe you should just like the book. Maybe you should just go take a couple more drinks and see if you can. And I'm not a crazy advocate of that. And that might be the least spiritual thing I can say. But I was convinced in a very short time. And before I got to the book action, there was a deep swallow, and it was recognition, and it was admitting to myself, gulp, you're a real alcoholic. At that second meeting, I stood up and said, my name's Alan, and I think I'm an alcoholic, definitely a drug addict, and I want to stop, but I can't. And the tears ran down my face, and the guys embraced me. Four guys embraced me, and I was convinced. And you can't tell me otherwise at this point. I'm way past, well, I may have overreacted. You know, it was just a couple of bad weekends. And it was a very steep descent at the end. Now I want to talk to you about step two, because boy, I love to respect a good assignment. I want a good grade, if not from you people, then from the big judge up there. And there's still this little boy part of me that wants to do good and get the pat on the back. And if I give it to me, I'm selfish and self-centered. But if I give it to you, I'm a lover and I'm spiritual. You know, so I'm going to do the best I can to deliver on the topic. And the first thing that came to me after the other first three things that came to me was any success I may be having is clearly more of God's than mine. And then that's that insurance against big shotism on 92 and the 12 and 12. I'm not going to do page numbers. I'm just going to give it to you and you can look them up. There are resources available if you punch in the word success after the this prefix, it'll tell you, oh my God, the word success appears on six places in the big book on the 12 and 12 and the traditions. And it's a great resource. And there was another one, and I believe it's in step three. The more I'm willing to depend on a power, the more independent I really become. And I couldn't say G for God when I got here. I couldn't say the God. That was just not coming off my tongue. You know, I saw the poster in the front of the room. It's one of the big things missing at Zoom meetings. I don't think I have it in the backdrop right now. It's one of the big things missing is that poster at the front of the room that I don't know about you, but I've stared at that poster a lot out. My eyes, they put it up front. There's the steps. There's the tradition. Some of them have the concepts. My eyes just stared at that poster and stared at that. I meditated on that poster. A few gods and a few powers, and there was two, as you understood him, which may have saved my life. As you understood him. Oh, yeah. Because if you told me to understand him any which way, I don't know if I would have made it. I really don't know if I would have made it, man. This is the way you must believe. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of problems running around that. You must believe as I do. Here's another good one that I love. AA's Tread Innumerable Path to Faith. That's a 12 and 12 out of the step two. AA's Tread Innumerable Paths to Faith. I learned what innumerable means. I say it almost every time. Too many to count and not quite infinite. And if I told you, you got to wait till Christmas Eve, well, that would be kind of foolish. There's this other guy, rest his soul. He goes, look, get out your book. We're going to learn the third step prayer right here, right now, because that was his experience. And I think they're both, what's the word? Silly. This is where you're going to have your moment. I love asking people, where's step two in the big book? It's the only step that's not listed by name, by number. Hey, this is step one. This is step three. This is step four. Step two, no, you're going to find that one on your own. There's only one way to get to step two, and I believe it's an aha moment. Mine was, who am I to say there's no God? Who am I to say there's no anything? You know, I can't be the arbiter of your anything life. I have a dear friend passed away almost a year ago. I am not the arbiter of your anything, he said. It's like, gee, that's my kind of guy. We became friends, and I miss him. Super Bowl, I heard another guy died on Super Bowl Sunday. I got a call. One of my friends in the room, I did my phone ring, and I thought it was one Brittany. It was another Brittany. Hey, I want you to hear from me that Gregory died. I'm like, son of a gun. Son of a gun. The more, let's see what I got for you. Okay, I'm going to give it just my favorite passages. All I thought about during the week when I got this assignment was, have I really found God or has God found me? I believe there was a tractor beam pulling me here way before I even considered AA. You know, if you're not a sci-fi fan, a tractor beam, you know, that grabs your ship and it pulls it into the bigger ship. They've got us in the tractor beam, Captain, and they've been pulling me into AA. And I didn't, what are you kidding? AA, me? I don't need no AA. That's AA is for quitters. Once I stopped fighting that and realized I'm an alcoholic and this is where I belong, felt right at home here. Felt like I owned the place. I walk into meetings. I'm walking around the literature table, getting a cup of coffee. Literally like I own the place. PAID, right? Pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization. It's paid. My seat is paid for. I don't know who's new in the room, who's got time. 50 people. Oh, I have to choke now. Oh, I can't talk to that many people. We can go back to my little stupid notes. Going it alone in spiritual matters is dangerous. Make decision to exert himself. The end of step three, this page changed my life 14 years sober. I had worked a set of steps. I'd been through an AA. No, I was a dropout to an AA workshop. Let's be honest. I didn't finish it. At the end of a year sober, with the sponsor and the workshop, My pilot light had grown very dim. I was asking some people, know any meetings, know any good meetings? I need a good meeting. And I was sent to a meeting where a guy was breaking down 12 and 12. It's very rare. This was a 12 and 12 meeting. He was a sponsee of a guy who started a, I'm not going to do all the different factions and all the different groups within AA, but there are different groups and different factions. And they're like, this is the way we do it here. And that's the way they do it there. And I have experimented with several different groups and gotten a different experience with one. They all seem to have a unique take. And I'm not going in there to see where they're wrong. I came in there to see what they had to offer me. And it's all become part of the compilation that's out. And I'm so grateful that I was open-minded enough to go to these places. Recently, don't tell anybody, this is just between us. Recently, I've been hanging out the meetings. They don't even do AA literature. I thought I'd explode. Non-AA approved literature. It's amazing. It's the spiritual stuff. And it's written by spiritual people who are trying to live spiritual lives and try to share that life with me and other people. It's just amazing what happens when I open my mind, truly, truly open. So I go to this meeting and this guy's breaking down 12 and 12, and I have an epiphany. He's saying this line over and over. This is around 04. And he's saying this line at every meeting. The line is this: self doesn't reveal self to self. I'm like, what did he just say? Self doesn't reveal self to self. And I hear it at every meeting, and I'm going to three meetings a week. He's doing one on Wednesday. They start a second one on Sunday. It gets taken over by another person. And then two of his sponsees, they start a men's stag on Monday. And I'm going 90 minutes a week, no break, three times a week. Four, I went 5 years total, 14 months in. I'm sitting there at the Sunday meeting and I have an epiphany. Holy crap. I'm so lost in self that I couldn't see how lost I am, was, is. I can't figure out what tense to use here. Pardon me. Too tense to figure out the tense, and that's okay. I'm so lost in self that I can't see how lost I am. And my very next thought is, I can never trust my mind again, one thought at a time. And I've cheated. I've trusted my mind many times since then. But I'm a lot more leery of it these days. You know, there's some of these messengers I've found. I like messenger. Some of these messengers I've found of since pandemic, which was, you know, worldwide event, but for me it was a worldwide opportunity. It was an opportunity to really brush up my big book action, my big book game, and not a lot of 12 and 12 action out there, but there's lots of big book action. If you, I took advantage of it. I'm so glad I did. Those are the really the two main books as far as I'm concerned. I know some folks favor, not me. So at that 12 and 12 study, I'm like, so what's the game? What am I missing? You got to stay connected to a power the day you're in and the moment I'm in. Stay connected to a power. Because there was a lot of, you know, you've heard it. I pray in the morning and I pray at night and I got a whole routine and I read these pages and I'm like, that's great. What am I doing in between? Because I was, how do I put it, quick to anger. I was, yeah, my fuse would vary in length. From zero to not zero, depending on my spiritual fitness. And I'm coming to believe in this step, and I'm still coming to believe in this step because somewhere in that book, I know where it is, step six, it says only step one can be done 100%. The rest are ideals that I'm striving for, including step two, including step three. And I hear this a lot. When I got here, I and now I haven't for and okay. So what are you doing here? Where's your meeting? Where's your class? Where do I sign up? When's the book coming out? Yeah, forget it. I'll wait for the movie. I don't understand all these sage advisors. I got so on Christmas Eve, if you haven't figured it out, I'm Jewish. And I thought I was the second coming for a good 48 hours. I'm a delusional type. And thank God it only went 48 hours. Thank God. But I think some other people, I don't know. I don't know. May not have expired. There, I said it. And then it's explained the steps of the AA program, page 40 in the 12 and 12. This changed my life. It can be practiced with success only when step three is given a determined and persistent trial. I'm not going to read the book. I'll do what I'm remembering. All by himself in the light of his own experience, there are certain things only the alcoholic can do. And that's to pray with a conviction and an exertion. God, can you be with me now? Oops, I made a mistake. God, can I be with you now? I can't be telling God what to do. That's part of the problem. I'll make him a little Christmas list. Hey, God, can you give me a nice shiny and a curvy and a housey and a picket fencey and a fast car? God, I'm going to hang out with you and you're going to lead me to where I need to go. And God has helped me to read the writing on the wall, to see the red flags, even though I don't like them. That's a red flag. I know it anyway. Just because I'm blind to that stuff otherwise. I'm either listening to the disease in my own voice, in my mind, or I'm praying to a higher power to stay out of self. So coming into this opportunity today to try and carry AA's message to fellow alcoholics, I'm assuming you all are, if you're here on a whatever it is, somewhere between 9 and 12, most of you, though some guys in Great Britain, so this is his kidney pudding. What's that pudding? Hey, it doesn't make a difference. Sticky toffee. He's enjoying this while he enjoys his sticky toffee. I gotta stay out of self. Self is my, what's the word? Ism. It's the manifestation of this disease that's out to get me sober. It's the part left, I'm left with after I'm sober, fill in the blank. 3 minutes, 30 days, 30 years. Emotional sobriety was something I'd never heard of until pandemic. Oh, this letter has made the rounds. Very popular. People are talking about emotional sobriety. Others would say it's a natural byproduct of working the steps. I don't know. I can't keep up with it. Tell you this much. Alcoholics have a lot to say about a lot of things. My sponsor said to me and will say to me again, Al, when did you become the authority on this? I am no authority. I'm a schnook. Here it is. I already told you I'm Jewish, so here it comes. It's going to get thick now. I'm a schnook with a book. I peeped a look and it took. That's all I am. Menza is not chasing me with a clipboard. Come, we need you. No, they're not after me here. My IQ probably dropped a few points since I got here. My memory certainly is not functioning on all cylinders. What's the other one? American Theological Association, the rabbinicals? No. You keep that Meshuggah. We have plenty of our own. Meshugganati. I'm the elite of the Meshuggah. When I try to use my will rightly at the bottom of page 40, that I begin to understand that this free will thing that God gave me, it goes further than the Garden of Eden. It goes further than God trusted me to do the right thing, and I blew it for a long time. All right, let me just. I'm trying to have a new experience. I didn't do my usual, and Jimmy's here, and neither one of us said. God help me set aside everything I think I know about sharing at an AA meeting so we can each and every one of us have a new experience with you, God, in this process and my understanding of you in this process. And maybe we can see the truth here together and somebody'll, I don't know, somebody might get a little something. I don't know. I've got another buddy, another mentor, another messenger on Monday mornings. He's fantastic. I'll put my number in the chat as soon as I remember to put my number in the chat. I don't know. I go, I got a funny story to tell. And he goes, you tell the story, Al. We'll decide if it's fun. You tell the story, Al. And he's right. I hope somebody gets something out of this. Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do. You put up with me long enough. Big finish. Do I have a big Hollywood finish? She's going to tell me 5 minutes any second now. But since there's 50 of you, and I know I've triggered incredible life-changing shares. I mean, these breakout rooms are going to be rich with. Did you hear? What nerve? Rebellion of Prayer. Let's go to that one. 105. Sometimes I can't even pray with the greatest. I'll flip to it because the word they use here is amazing. Two paragraphs from the end of the 12 and 12. I'm ready for graduation and pomp and circumstance. That's something else I could have talked about. I guess I will since I just mentioned it. I'm the pomp and circumstance. It's blocking me from God. Yeah, there, I just talked about it. You can fill in the blanks. What does he mean? It's not the worldly clamors. I'm the worldly clamor. 105. All this should be very encouraging. All middle of the page. All of us, without exception, pass through times when we can pray with only the greatest exertion of will. There's that exert word again. There's an effort involved here. You know, I got a friend. No, he's in the room. And I said, look, you better do something. What do you mean? I'm going to meeting. I'm like, no, you need to do something other than just go to meetings. This doesn't just fall in my lap from my lethal sense of entitlement, you know. But I have poor self-esteem. Yeah, that's a good goal for a guy like me. I'll take poor self-esteem, man. I come from lethal self-esteem, you know. Oh, I got low self-esteem. I'll take it. I'll trade you flat out for it. Occasionally, I go further even than this. I'm seized with a rebellion so sickening that I simply won't pray or call my sponsor or go to a meeting or call another alcoholic or write or do any of those little things here. There's so many little things to do. Oh, I got them running from the room now. I've got a Sonny, you better shut me down. They're leaving. I should simply resume doing what I should do. Because I know it's good for me. Why don't I do these things that are good for me? Because I'm an alcoholic. And knowing what's good for me and doing it are two different things. There's coming to a meeting and there's listening. There's listening and then there's listening. And there's parroting and then there's learning. What's my buddy say? Don't get full off the menu. Can't get full reading the menu. Yeah. You know? I love the dude at the table, the dudes at the table with the 6-8 foot long chopsticks. Well, how do we eat? How do we eat with 6 foot long chopsticks? Well, we're all feeding each other. We're all feeding each other, man. I was a hippie when I got here. Internet connection unstable. Can you hear me over? Anyone on camera, just nod. Yes, yeah, I'm okay. Thanks. I'll close with this. Get ready to lock it down, Jamie, whoever's in charge. Oh, that's the 5 minute. Oh, she wants the five. Look at her. You better give my five. Holy moly. Inette, there's no room here. These people, scientific. It's fine. Sonny, you're fine. I love it. She knows I'm playing. Rule 62, don't take myself so seriously. Myself, don't take myself. Wink, wink. You hear it? It's right in there. Don't take myself too seriously. What do I do when I'm not taking myself too seriously? I take you too seriously. Oh, that's worse. That is far worse. I should take myself. No, what should I take seriously? Maybe it's this program. Maybe it's this power. Maybe connecting. Maybe practicing. Practicing alcoholic. With a fine career, maybe I should be a practicing recovering alcoholic who puts these principles into application. Because, man, I feel so much better when I do. I mean, my ego says, don't forgive them. They're beneath you, and they were so much more wrong. But when I do forgive them, oh, Andy's here. He thought I was funny yesterday. How was today, Andy? Was today good? That I didn't disappoint? We were in a breakout room yesterday. That guy, you were funny. Does he know I'm speaking tomorrow? He's still here and he's smiling, see? So, I'm gonna cry. I'm so blessed to be in this incredible social movement called AA that I resisted for so long. And everybody gets the opportunity. And they come in and well, I'll just put it this way. Your results may vary. You know, remember that commercial? Your results may vary. That disclaimer they throw in there. A lot of people's results. Mine did, have, are, still, I don't know. My favorite, oh my God. How many more minutes? Three, two? I can't tell this story in slow motion. 4 minutes. Oh my God. I'll tell the elephant and something will come into my head. I'm gonna have faith that God will, God knows me and God abhor a black, a vacuum, right? God abhors a vacuum. I love the elephant. I love the elephant and the blind man. One guy's on the trunk and one guy's on the leg and one guy's on the side. It's like a wall. You know, the elephant is like a palm frond leaf. It's broad and flappy wappy. And the trunk, hey, get that thing out of my pants. Pardon my sarong. The trunk has a whole allure all of its own. And the front leg is like a tree. Oh, the elephant is like a tree. And everybody gets this different impression of what AA is, what God is. And that's your business. That's their business. My business is, why do I always end up by the friggin' tail with that thing Eddie Murphy had in Trading Places swatting me in the face and it smells really bad back there? Maybe I should start to look at the elephant from an entirely different angle. Maybe I could take a couple of steps. I don't have to be in the stinky tail vicinity neighborhood all the time. I can move around. There's a back leg waiting for me. And I can hug it like, I want to say like a flagpole, but I'm not, I don't want to raise the ire in the rooms. I'm good at that too. I'm a recovering button pusher. Let's see how minimal effort I can take to watch the veins in your forehead bulge. Oh, some of people are relating to the recovering button pusher. It's not just me. Oh, I see the smiles, you impish devils. God bless us. I can get well from all this stuff here. I can get well from all this stuff here. And everything I sweep under the umbrella, I got a shot at. Okay. Can I? I don't even know what to say right now. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do this, to try and carry a message. I don't have anything. It's just going to be snarky jokes. You know, tip your waitress on the way out. And thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Al.